Humor doesn't always elicit the laughter one intends. Jokes occasionally fall flat. Sometimes the punchline is neither punchy nor in line. Commentator Lorraine Johnson Coleman believes well-intended humor, humor born of sincerity and experience, is the humor of black women, and it's what she considers a good laugh.
To me, there is no better sound in the world than a little heartfelt laughter. And there are few better ways to bring it on than with a black woman's special brand of humor. Now, I have to warn you, our humor is not for the faint of heart. It is not the tickle you tenderly variety at all. No, our stuff packs a wallop because it's about living and lying, crying and complaining, teaching and preaching. It's about telling tales and talking loud, and it's about celebration. Because who in the world wouldn't want the soul of a sister? It's about the ingenuity of making do. Child, I sure don't have what I need, but I got all I'm gonna get. So these leftovers and leavings just gonna have to do what I need them to for as long as they have to. And our humor is laced with wisdom. Girl, it's a mighty poor dog that won't wag her own tail. It's social commentary, too. No. We still ain't what we ought to be. We ain't what we gonna be. But thank God we ain't what we was. Now, we used to be fearful that if we allowed other folks into our humor, we would reinforce stereotypes. But like others, I too have learned better. In my 5 years as a professional storyteller, I have discovered that humor delivered with dignity and love can be appreciated by anybody in the audience. So yes, baby. I sure do have a wonderful aunt that wears this wig that looks like she threw it up in the air and let it land any which way it wanted to on top of her head. And yes, she wears these work dresses with knee highs that don't quite make it up to her knees. Instead, just cling mid-calf in fierce desperation. And yes, she comes to everybody's funeral, looks down at the deceased, and proclaims quite loudly that he looks just like himself. Like who he's supposed to look like. And then declares with all the seriousness in the world that folks round here dying ain't never died before. No, it doesn't make any sense, but you can't help but smile every time you hear it. So yes, a tattler sure enough keeps the pot boiling, stirring up trouble all the while. But I'm gonna make you laugh whenever I do it, because these days, who do you know that couldn't use a smile every once in a while?
The comments of Lorraine Johnson Coleman, author of Larissa's Bread Book.